السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 19th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444, we focus on Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter 79, and our lesson today will be verses 15 to verse number 26. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us the real realities of life. Every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, adult and child, atheist also, they all know and we all accept that one day death will come. But how will it come? Almighty Allah teaches us, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى. That for the non-Muslim who sane and mature, the entourage of angels will come, Malakul Maut will come, and the angel of death, and will extract the ruh, the soul, the spirit, violently. And Quran Sharif states, Yadribuna hujuhahum wa adbarahum, that they will be given a hiding and a threshing at that time there. And this is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. We not seeing it does not mean it's not happening. You're sleeping with your spouse, with your child, and they experience a terrible nightmare. Suddenly they woke up and they're perspiring. But you're right there, but you can't see it. So similarly here also, Almighty Allah states, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. That the non-Muslims, when the angel come at the time of death, then يَدْرِبُونَ هُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ, they smite them, hit them on their faces and backs. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, and tell them to taste the burning fire, the burning punishment. And this is enshrined in chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 50. So that is what is meant there. For the believer, وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا, that before the death of that person, the angels come, Malakul Maut come, and remember, they give that person who's a Muslim, sane and mature, and for children as well, all children will enter paradise. Those who are minors, they will enter paradise. بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَجُودِهِ وَكَرَمِهِ, for the benevolence and grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So what message will they come with? They will tell the person, La takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. You must not fear the future. Do not grieve regarding the past. We're giving you the glad tidings. You're going to Jannah and paradise, that which you were promised, and we are there to protect you. إِلَّا نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. We will assist you in this worldly life in the year after. Chapter 41 and verses 30-31. And then Allah Ta'ala gives the person dead tidings of Jannah, نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ, hospitality from Almighty Allah, who's of forgiving, very merciful. And remember the angels, then they take races basically. Who will carry out the duty, the instruction first? For sabiqat is sabqa. And Almighty Allah warns us, one is the Sughra, one is the Kubra, the micro, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. When he or she, the person, passes away, that is the day of Qiyamah for him or her, that person. But remember, the entire world, the convulsions, the earthquakes, the earth tremors will take place. Yawma tarujufu rajifa, tadba'u rajifa, the first time the earthquake will take place. Everybody who's there will just die. And then, when the second one takes place, they all will be resurrected. Then the heart will be palpitating, wajifa. The eyes will be looking down, absaruha khashia. Out of the fear, the horror and terror they will see. Quran describes it. وَتَرَنَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That you will think and see the people as though they're intoxicated and drunk. Nay, they are not intoxicated. The punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah is very, very severe. And that is chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 2. These people say, what? Are we going to be resurrected? Will they be reckoning again? Are you really serious? Allah Ta'ala says 100% will happen. And when that blast, when that cry takes place, فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَى, suddenly all of them will be awake, and now they will have to account. يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Did you read the dua today? Read now. Allahumma hasibna hisabain yaseera. Oh beloved Allah, make our hisab, our reckoning easy for us. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, we just show our faces and we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Allah. Man nuqisha uziba. And people will be interrogated and questions will be posed. Remember Qiyamah, the day of justice, miqdar 50,000 years, Quran Sharif states. So then they will be failures and dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. So Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, we ask and beg Allah for protection from Jahannam, and always ask a hadith in Abu Dawood, Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, 7 times after Fajr and 7 times after Maghrib, and always beg Almighty Allah. Read with me, Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Oh beloved Allah, grant me my book of deeds, my report in my right hand. You see, students are writing examination in the madrasa, in the darulum, in the college, school, university. Everybody is anxious. What will my results be? A Muslim is much more concerned and worried. What will be my results be? On the day of justice, that will I be min al-faizin? Will I be from the successful ones? Or will I be min al-khasirin? Those who are the losers and failures, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions this narrative incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, and the Pharaoh, several places in the Quran. Why? Ala sabili tasalli, to pacify, console Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that every Nabi came and experienced so much opposition. You were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. But to these mushrikeen and idol worshippers, that you Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the age of 40, you were very beloved. But when the revelation came, it brought about the biggest revolution. And now they start making unsavory comments, passing funny remarks and so forth. So now you must be a pillar of strength. So look at Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. See Allah Ta'ala's special mercy on you and Allah Ta'ala's divine aid and help for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this was to console the master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 79, verses 15, right up to verse 26. Hal ataka, thus you come and speak al-istifam li-tashweeq, to arouse the interest. You have a child, you have grandchildren. You close your fist and you say, come here, come here. See what I got for you. And you have a sweet or you have money and so forth. And then you take your child, your grandchild, you embrace them, kiss them. Almighty Allah loves Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most in the entire universe and creation. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ Also istifam et tashweek. And what will make you understand and know, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the night of majesty? What is the night of destiny? So similarly, what has it come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hadith Musa, the narrative, the incident of Moses, peace be upon him. He was dark in complexion. He had sheepish hair. His Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. No messenger's name is mentioned so many times in the noble Quran. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah disgraces and humiliates whoever He wishes. The Jutlas, they say, Moshi Dayan, the Dajjal. So remember, what does Musa mean? Al-Walidu Alladhi Yajri Fi Tabut. The child is placed in a box and then he is now moving with the water and going from here to there. So this is how the mother, she placed her trust solely, only exclusively in Allah, and Allah Jalla Wala preserved and protected Nabi Musa alayhi salam. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ Now he left Egypt, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, when the threat came, they're going to assassinate him. He spent 10 years there by his father-in-law, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam. His honorable wife, Sayyida Safura radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now they're returning from Madian to Egypt. It's night, he got lost, he sees the noor, the radiance, the effulgence, and now he thought that this will now show him, and some people might be there. That is what he was thinking. Lo and behold, when he reaches there, the voice comes to him from all four sides. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ إِذْ مُفَاجَاتِيَا Suddenly the voice comes from Almighty Allah to him. بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى In that valley, that is a sacred valley, and the name of the valley is Tuwa. So therefore Almighty Allah now tells him that you have to do this, this you have to do that, this is your brief, this is your responsibility, and now you have to fulfill it. What must you do, O Moses, Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam? اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى You go to the Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator, because he has transgressed all limits and all boundaries. Remember, some places Allah addresses both of them, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, because both of them went, because Musa alayhi salam cried, begged, Ya Allah, give me assistance, because my speech is not so good, Ya Allah. I stammer and stutter. My brother, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. He's eloquent in his speech. Harun means to be eloquent. So send him with me. So Almighty Allah sent him. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا You speak to the Pharaoh in a polite, kind, courteous manner. لَأَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى Maybe he'll accept the admonishment advices, or he will fear Allah. But he was too arrogant. فَقُلْ So then you tell him, هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَى So when you day in the court of the Pharaoh, you tell him that what, has the time not come for you to get purified? You must purify yourself from the kufr and the shirk, from the blasphemy and polytheism and arrogance. وَأَهَدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ And I will guide you, ila rabbika, to your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Fatakhsha, and hence thereafter you must fear Almighty Allah, khashya. What is the meaning of khashya? Khashya means that the love of Almighty Allah saturates our heart. And then we love Almighty Allah the most. And we have that respect for Almighty Allah. Then we don't trample upon the Sharia and the Divine Code. We love the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, more than we love ourselves, more than we love our families and near and dear ones. So when there's anything that an action or speech which is going to be trampling the Sharia, so the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must come to the fore. That is called khashya. So we develop that fear out of love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, out of the love for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى. And he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, show him the major signs. What was the signs? Take your hand, he was dark in complexion, place it there under your armpit, and then take it out and show him. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. Suddenly the hand, Mubarak hand, blessed hand of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, shining, glittering in his whiteness. And take the staff and the stick, the asa, and throw it. And then it will take the shape and the form of a serpent and a snake. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. And then Nabi Musa alayhi salam initially got frightened himself. Allah Ta'ala said, لَا تَخَفْ, don't fear. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. We will return it to the original form. So show him these big signs. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses went, Aaron, in English they translate Aaron. We say Nabi Harun alayhi salam. He heard the speech. Now this was his response. The Pharaoh, tinpot dictator, like you have today the kings and crown prince, like today we have the prime minister, president, majority of them, we can't say all, but we definitely will say majority fall in this category. فَكَذَّبَ. He rejected the message and the messengers. وَأَصَى. And he was disobedient to them. He rebelled against them. ثُمَّ. Just try and visualize it. This side is Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Next to him, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. That side, remember the Pharaoh in his pomp and glory. His army, his police, his personal assistants, all are there with him. So he wants to show that he's in charge. And he wants to create that perception, impression in front of them. Thumma, thereafter. Adabara, he retreats. Yes, hastily. He went back quickly. And now he makes his announcements. فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى. He assembles them. All his ministers and his comrades and cronies and all his associates. فَنَادَى. And then he makes the big announcement. Breaking news I have for you. This is the Pharaoh speaking. And you are my citizens. You are my ministers. You are my people. You must listen to me. You see this arrogance? What does he say? فَقَالْ. He, the Pharaoh, speaks. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your supreme being. I am your God. I am your deity. You must worship me. I run this whole world. And I'm in charge. Who makes the river Nile flow? I make it. Who makes the sun rise, sunset? I do it. Everything in his arrogance, in his ignorance, attributing to himself. Now, yeah, the lesson me and you have to learn, everyone who said, Anna, 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 I, Almighty Allah decimated, annihilated them, and forever they are humiliated. Let's look at the Quran itself. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve are in Jannah and Paradise. Almighty Allah commands the angels, all of you simultaneously, prostrate to him. Nabi Adam alayhi salam makes sajda, they made. Allah Ta'ala told Iblis, Lucifer, you also have to make sajda. So, ma manaka Allah tasjuda id amartuk. Why did you not perform the prostration? Allah knows, but Allah wants him to speak. Allah's knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. So it will be used as Itmame Hujja. The Dalil evidence will be stacked against him, so he can't say anything afterwards. So why did you not prostrate to him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam, peace be upon him, when I commanded you? So this is his answer. Whose answer? The Iblis, Satan, Lucifer. Qal ana khayrun min si ana. I am better than him. I am superior to him. خَلَقَتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقَتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. You created me from fire. The flame goes upwards. You created him, Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, from sand, dust and clay. That remains on the land and sand. So why should I do so? Aba wastakbara. He defied the command of Allah and he was proud and arrogant. Chapter 7, verses number 11, 12, and it goes on right up to verse number 23, 24. In detail it is mentioned in chapter 7, verses 11 to verse 23, 24. So there the lesson we learn, he said, Ana khairum min. Forever he was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, never will he see it again. Yet the Pharaoh said, Ana rabbukumul a'la, I am your supreme being. In time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, so there was the famous debate. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said, May Allah yuhyi wa yumit. He gives life and he gives death. So what he did, Namrud, he was the tenpot dictator, the big king at that time. He said, what is that? I also give life and I give death. قال أنا أحيي وأميت. So he took one person who was on death row. He was supposed to be executed. He said, go, I pardon you. See, I gave him life. He took an innocent person, killed him, and said, see, I killed him. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam knew he's dealing with a foolish person. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam asked him, okay, Allah Ta'ala makes the sun rise from the east. Fa'ati biha min al-maghrib. So you make it rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. Hence he was totally perplexed and dumbfounded. He didn't know what answer to give. Almighty Allah humiliated him. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 258. So he said, Namrud, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيت. I give life and death. Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. And then the Iblis, Satan, Lucifer said, Ana Khairum Min, I'm superior to him, better than him. Everywhere the crime they committed was Ana, 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 I. Like today, when you tell the Muslim two brothers, brother, sister, come from the same parents, that make salam to one another, make kalam, speak to one another, learn to forgive one another. They say, tell him to go to hell. So that is our arrogance, our pride. Remember this. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmad, la yahillu li muslimin ay yahjura akhahu fawqa thalath. It's not permissible for a Muslim person to sever ties with another Muslim. Faman hajara fawqa thalath, whosoever severs ties for more than 3 days, famata, and you pass away, dakhalan nar. So that person enters Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah forbid. Open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it there. So the point we are making here is this. Why are we not prepared to make salam and kalam? 90% of the time is our own arrogance, our own pride. Ana khairun min, I'm better than him, I'm superior to him. Yes, if you have severed ties for that person, for the love of Allah, the sake of Allah, that he or she is trampling the deen of Allah, and they are causing mayhem, chaos, and therefore you don't make salam, al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah, your love for Allah's sake and hate for Allah's sake, that's a separate issue. So yeah, Allah is saying, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَىٰ. Hence, subsequently, Almighty Allah seized him. نَكَالَ. What a horrible punishment. آخِرَةِ, in the year after. وَالْأُولَىٰ, and in this world. I give you one example. It will resonate with you. There was a person 100 years ago, and he was Mustafa Kemal Ataturk. He abolished the Khilafat. He wanted to bootleg the West. And he said that there's no Islam, that Arabic Adhan, Arabic Salat, Arabic Quran, nothing is permitted in Turkey. We all must become Westerners. The women must wear miniskirts. When the last 2 years came for his life, the worms and insects were coming out, emanating from his body. Go read his biography. And remember that this will ula punishment here in this world. When the time of death came, they wanted to bury him in the grave in the land and sand. The land and sand would not accept him. Go to Turkey and see. In one marble box, his body is there, rotting in hell. Good riddance. And remember, this is what happens to people who want to challenge Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Nakala, the severe punishment, terrible punishment. Nakala al-akhirati, in the year after, dispatched the worst punishment. And what Quran says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. They dispatched the worst, worst punishment. Chapter 40, verse 46. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَىٰ. Indeed, in that there are lessons for those people who have the quality of خَشْيَىٰ, the true fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, which they developed over the years and time. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.